Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is one of those topics which we do about once every 6 months, and that's about tipping. Mm-hmm. But tipping, I think, is different in this day and age because of the coronavirus and because restaurants haven't been open, blah, 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 blah. You're getting a lot more carry out. Sometimes, or in many occasions, they're literally bringing it to your car and handing it to you, or even putting it in the back of your car and closing the trunk so you can drive away without having any human contact. Basically, most restaurants are going above and beyond in terms of safety and service, partially because it's the right thing to do, but partially because they need to do anything they can to keep money coming in, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
And so fast forward to this article, which I saw on Grub Street. Now, I assume Grub Street, based on the title, is a food online mag or whatever you call it, e-mag. And the title of the article is, Please, Tip 50%.
Okay, great. But, I mean, I do on certain things, but I don't have, if I'm out to dinner, and the dinner is, even in these times, let's say $40, I'm not leaving a $20 tip.
Okay.
So call me cheap, whatever, but I'm leaving more than I usually do. I'll leave 20%, this time maybe 25 or 30%. I sometimes do leave 50% if it's just, you know, picking up like an item that's, you know, $5 or whatever.
Right. Okay, so this is one of those times where we are seeking the response from the restaurant industry, whether right. you own a restaurant or work in a restaurant, because I'm curious how the coronavirus has affected your bottom line. This article says that basically all these restaurants, as you know, and as everybody knows, are struggling like crazy. Restaurants can't even pay their rent in a lot of instances. Restaurant workers have been made to keep working to put their health on the line in an industry that didn't pay them enough to begin with. Workplace abuse is rampant, and health insurance is elusive at best. These people are quite literally risking their lives so you can have a more convenient meal. You should never forget that. It says, tip at least 50%, tip 75%, tip 100%. What's stopping you? Do you need to save the money for the vacation to Saint-Tropez you're planning to take once all this is over? If you can afford to go to a restaurant right now and have a leisurely meal because you don't need to save as much money as you can, then yeah, you can afford it. Wow.
I understand wow. that, and I believe me, I have sympathy for the workers and thank for the workers in restaurants and bars, and I tip accordingly more than usual, but I think it's to sit there and, like, I wouldn't say demand, but strongly suggest that people, you know, you can't keep count people's money. So maybe somebody decides they want to spend something more on, you know, a good meal as opposed to something else. That doesn't mean they can afford to tip 70%.
Right. Yeah, 248-539-9797 is the telephone number and the ticket text. I think the overall theme here, it's kind of like in sports or arbitration, right? You do contract negotiations.
Right.
You aim high. You offer or you ask for a lot, and then they come back low, and then you can settle on a nice number. I think the message here is maybe not tip 50% or 75%, but just aim a little bit higher than your normal 20% or 25%. Certainly don't go below that, but if you can aim a little bit higher, if you're in good enough financial straits that you can afford to go out for dinner, go out for a nice dinner, or get carry out on a somewhat regular basis, then yeah, kind of share the wealth a little bit, right?
Yeah, I totally agree. I mean, it was weird. I went and got I walked to a Wawa, which is like a 7-Eleven in Philly, only it's a lot better, and they have like meals that they're sandwiches and stuff they prepare. So Sunday I went and had a bagel, and I wanted to tip the guy for making the bagel, like the guy behind the counter. And I said, "Is there a tip jar here?" He goes, "No." I said, "Well, here, take." And he refused to take my. The bagel was like $5. I was giving him $3. You know.
Yeah.
He refused to take it. I was like, "Okay, you know, as long as you make the effort, I guess." I don't know.
He refused to take it at the Wawa.
Yeah. I love the Wawa. Ticket text. How about tip whatever I feel like? I still haven't gotten an unemployment check. My family comes first, even though I still manage to tip fairly well. That's from Mel and Warren, or ML and
what?
Warren.
What? Speak up.
That's ML and Warren.
Oh, okay. You kind of faded off there at the end.
Okay, sorry. Nobody will put a demand on me what or what not to tip when I get a carryout. I just tip 10% across the board. It's much easier. I'm picking up my own food.
No one's putting a demand on anybody here. This is like the mask thing, okay? Mm-hmm. This is not a demand, okay? What we're saying is think about your fellow man. Think about what's going on. Think about what they're doing, how they're putting themselves on the line, and would it actually kill you to throw in a couple more bucks? I think that's the issue. But if principal says only 10%, then there it is, 10%.
Marlon in Walled Lake, frequent texter. I was at dinner a few weeks ago for my buddy's birthday. Our bill was $42. I tipped $12. I thought that was more than fair. That's more than 20%. It's okay. It's not 50%.
Look, we're not here to rate your tips. This is not a I tip this. Is this okay? This is not like one of those like call-in shows like Glenn Hagee used to have or whatever, where Stoney and Jamie rate your tips. No, it's more just like, do you understand the theory behind it and do you agree with it? And if you are working in the restaurant industry, are you maybe relying on and seeking tips a little bit more than usual? I mean, every takeout experience that we've had since this all started has been nothing short of perfect. I mean, the service has been great. Everyone's been very friendly and accommodating because they know that they have to basically take care of all their customers as best they can.
All right, how about this one, Jamie? Paul from Shelby texts in. I want to preface this with, I always tip. Nothing drives me more nuts than the concept of tipping. Why do restaurants get away with not having to pay their own employees? No other industries get away with that. Well, that's the reason there's so much tipping, is because the minimum wage or the wage that they're making is not minimum wage.
Right.
Because of tips. And if you want to talk about or get educated on the tipping concept, I suggest you watch the movie Reservoir Dogs, and there's a scene in a diner where the Steve Buscemi character just goes off on tipping. It's really, really funny. But
I don't think that's an accurate statement when you say that it's only the food industry. I mean, Heather, you might know more about this than I do. Correct me if I'm wrong, but like, if you work at a hair salon as a stylist or a hair cutter, a large chunk of the money you charge goes back to the salon.
For sure.
And then you rely on the tips, correct?
Yeah. Yes. So, I mean, it's all different depending on what salon you have or if you're renting a chair. But yeah, typically, let's say your bill is $100. The stylist is only getting about half of that. Half of that's going to the salon. So they're not making $100 on each haircut or each color or whatever they're performing. Right.
Right.
Guys.
And same with dentists. Dentists rely completely on tips. No, I just made that up. I have no idea.
Guys, I deliver for Grubhub. It's been absolute chaos. I just want a tip, 5%, 25%. Just leave something, in capitals. When you see a tip come in on the Grubhub app, it just makes you feel like we're all in this together and taking care of each other. That's from Brian in Lake Orion.
See, Brian, that's a nice message.
Yes.
I think people appreciate that. And he's exactly right. You know, we are all in this together.
People are not tipping on Grubhub.
That's amazing.
I mean, you tip a delivery driver when you get pizza delivered to your house.
Heather, people aren't wearing masks.
I know.
I mean, this is this whole, like, this has turned into a war. And it's not an actual physical war, but it's like this war of, you know, oh, screw them. You don't like it? Don't be doing it. It's like, as opposed to most sane people who say, these guys are really putting themselves on the line. You know, maybe we should to look out for them just a little bit.
That article makes me not want to go out to eat. I'm a stony. I've tipped 30%, but 50% is ridiculous. And if that's the expectation, I'll just stay home. I just don't think 50% should be the expectation. If you have good services, you can afford to tip 50%. But in this time, I do think you should tip more than normal, which I try to do. Diana,
yes,
calling us from Lincoln, Pennsylvania. Where the hell's Lincoln, Pennsylvania?
Pardon me?
Where's Lincoln, Pennsylvania? Oh, Lincoln Park. Lincoln Park. I see Lincoln, PA up there, so I think Lincoln, Pennsylvania.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, sorry. I know. I was just in Pennsylvania, all right? Well, it's in Lincoln, PA. Why don't they put PRK? All right, go ahead. Go ahead, Diana.
Okay. For me, the process is at least tip at least 33%. Because if you go less than 33% on a bill, depending on how you're tipping, it's not how much you tip, it's what you tip with. If you tip with a credit card at 33%, they only collect 25% of that. The other 18% goes to taxes. I never tip on a credit card, never. It's a simple fact that as a bartender, knowing that I'm getting at least 33% on my tip, I'm paying that much in taxes too. It's considered an income. So therefore, it's like, it's not what you tip, it's how you tip. Don't tip on a credit card. Be a nice guy. Tip in cash.
I never knew that. Honestly, I never knew that before.
No, it doesn't matter what restaurant I go to, and I go to some pretty nice restaurants. I tip 33% regardless of what my bill is. I have gone in and paid $12 for a burger and some french fries and walked out of there paying at least $6, depending on what kind of service I have. If I have a really good server, I tip graciously. I appreciate that service. I have gone to restaurants, and which have been some expensive restaurants, and tip less than 33% because of my service. But if you're getting good service, tip well, but tip in cash. Don't do it on a credit card.
Yeah, again, but we're not talking. I mean, I understand your philosophy of tipping. I did not know that about the credit card tipping. That's interesting to learn. But we're not doing the general tipping conversation here. We're doing more the tipping during coronavirus.
Right.
Do you feel a need to kind of look out for your fellow man and woman a little bit more? Yes, obviously, traditionally 20 to 25%. And if you get really great service, you want to go a little bit more. But in this instance, what they're saying is go more if you possibly can.
Right. It's amazing. Everybody has their own rules on tipping. My mother, notoriously cheaper than person, she used to always tell me, and I kind of still do this, in certain circumstances, it doesn't happen that much. If you're getting a service from somebody who owns the place, no matter what it is, you don't tip them.
Mm-hmm.
Because, well, they own it. So why would you tip them?
I've heard that too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've heard that too.
And I don't know if other people use that, if that makes sense to you. But like, if you go get your hair cut from, you know, Joe at Joe's Barbershop, you're not going to tip him. But if Frank tips your hair, if Frank cuts your hair, and he's an employee, Joe, you tip Frank because that's the way it works, right?
Yes. That is my understanding as well.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.